Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Friday, August 6th. I'm your host, Pim Fox. Our top stories today are: a strong July employment report could spur the Federal Reserve to reevaluate its accommodative stance, but labor markets remain a focus. Apple is said to have a new software feature that will be able to scan and detect child abuse images on the phones of Americans. And anxiety over mergers and acquisitions may subside after spreads hit some of the widest levels since the deals were announced. The Federal Reserve wants to see, quote, substantial progress in the economy before it makes any move towards removing accommodation. A very strong payrolls gain could lead to the Fed hinting at tapering as early as the Jackson Hole Symposium this month. That's according to Jennifer Lee, senior economist at BMO. Fed speakers this week have floated the idea that the FOMC could be ready to start tapering in September. Quote, there's no reason you'd want to go slow on the tapering to prolong this. You want to get it done and get it over with, Fed Governor Christopher Waller said. Also this week, a Citibank downgraded U.S. equities to neutral, calling for the 10-year Treasury yield to rise to 2%, with a 70 basis point rise in real yields, which are now at record lows. Alternatively, Goldman Sachs just boosted its 2021 target for the S&P 500 to 4,700, that's up from 4,300, in part due to the lower-than-expected rates. But strategist David Kostin says that rates above 1.6% would cut fair value back down to 4,350, below current levels. Apple is rolling out a new software feature that, according to a report in the Financial Times, features an algorithm that will scan photos on a person's iPhone and those that have been uploaded to the user's iCloud account to look for images that are on the National Database of Known Images of Child Sex Abuse. The images would be flagged and reported to law enforcement authorities if there is a match with those photos in the National Database. Investors betting on M&A deals getting done can breathe a little easier. The recent widening in deal spreads is fading, with the gap between offer prices and share prices of major deals, such as AMD's purchase of Xilinx and Analog Devices' acquisition of Maxim Integrated, having narrowed after hitting some of the widest levels ever since the deals were announced. One possible explanation for the recent widening is Aon and Willis Towers Watson's decision to terminate their deal last week, which caught risk arb investors by surprise. In other news, shares of Robinhood Markets slid 28% yesterday, backtracking from its 50% climb on Wednesday. Late Wednesday night, Robinhood filed to register almost 100 million shares that some of its pre-IPO investors may sell from time to time. And Amazon has put off plans for employees to return to the office until 2022 because of the recent spike in COVID-19 cases. According to an initial report in the Seattle Times, Amazon told its technology and office staff to continue to work from home until at least January 3rd of next year. As of 6:20 a.m. today, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures were all slightly lower, down less than 0.3%. Crude is higher by nearly 0.6% to $69.50 a barrel, while gold has slipped and Bitcoin climbed over 6% to over $40,000. On today's economic calendar, at 10 a.m., the Census Bureau will release its preliminary wholesale trade report for the month of May. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.